The immediate concern now is the health and well-being of Kamari Brown, who suffered what looked like a severe head and neck injury with 2:14 left in the second half. It was a long delay to get him transported out of the arena. Head coach Brian Berg has actually gone to the local medical facility to be with him, so we're going to be joined now by associate head coach Chris Shumate on this Ford locker room wrap-up. And Shu, I knew that you and I have a lot of conversations, not on the air, but these are really tough circumstances. And to see the way that you guys finished that game despite what happened the last 2 minutes, I think that shows a lot about the character of your team.
Yeah, it's a tough group of kids. And honestly, we dug too big of a hole in the first half.
Yeah.
We're not able to dig out of it. But give Morehead State credit. They came in, had a really good game plan, and they executed. We just didn't do some things in the first half that were a little bit uncharacteristic, and again, dug too big of a hole.
Those last couple of minutes, have you ever experienced anything like that during a game?
We kept playing, so proud of our guys for that. They didn't play the scoreboard, they played each possession.
Yeah.
But again, too little, too late.
Andre Savrasov was brilliant early, had an outstanding line, ties a career high with 22 points. The 12 boards are a career high. He plays 33 minutes. He got that outside shot going. I know that's something he's been working on, but to go 3 of 6 from three to complement what he was doing on the inside, that was nice to see.
Yeah, Andre did a really good job. The thing that really jumps out at me without looking at a stat sheet is he had 8 offensive rebounds.
Yeah.
He exerted physical dominance in that area, something that's controllable because Andre is a big, strong guy and he's very talented. If we can get that same offensive rebounding effort from him throughout the rest of the season, then we're going to be in really good shape. But, give Andre credit. He played hard.
There's a lot with this box sheet that you can like. Winning the battle of the glass against a team that's number one in the Ohio Valley in rebounding margin, 18 offensive rebounds. You take 30 more shots than them. 19 of 22 at the line is 86%. But where did Morehead State win this game?
The first thing you look at, they shot 35 free throws, and a lot of them were down the stretch.
Yeah.
So I get that. But, they were 7 of 14 from three. They took good shots. We went 4 for 26.
With where everybody's minds are at right now, how do you push forward and get ready for Campbell on Saturday?
Yeah, you have no choice other than to come back and have good practices tomorrow and Friday. And we're going to have to look at this film and see what carries over into the Campbell game and know that, we went to Campbell last year and beat them. So they're going to come in and give us their best shot, and get ready, get our guys ready.
3 o'clock will be the tip. We'll be on the air at 2:30 from Hanover, Georgia Southern, and Campbell. Shu, thanks so much for the time, and we'll hope everything's okay with Kamari.
Thanks, Danny.